saying a lot of very interesting and enthusiastic interventions. And I think the clear challenges that are thrown down to TF and TA practice surround these. First of all, we see a lot of diversity and variability across countries in terms of their experience, which is a problem, but it's also a good thing because that means there is a lot of good experience to share, as well as a lot of need to hear this good experience. And a couple of proposals have been very much about focusing on developing mechanisms to share this experience, and perhaps also to build capacity by training programs and other sorts of initiatives. We heard this immediately in the Botswana intervention at the very beginning, and it was echoed in numerous other cases. And clearly this is a great need and a great opportunity, so I would support that development. What we have also heard is many calls for the TA and TF approaches and focuses and participants to be more inclusive. And this is also something that could be built into such an institution. So if we have training, then there are questions about who delivers the training, what topics are ones which people work on in the training, who participates in the training, how we evaluate the effectiveness of this capability building in terms of its contribution to our goals. So I think there's immense potential here, and the major points to come out of this discussion I think really underscore the opportunities that there are to bring together and exchange a lot of knowledge now and to spread this knowledge among many of the stakeholders and communities that can benefit from applying it in their own lives and work.